All right, everybody, you are here for the Clint Files. Sorry, I've been heavily slacking on podcasts. It's really hard scheduling everybody, getting schedules lined up. And the other thing is, I think people expect us to ask them crazy questions or something. So, between those two things, it's become a little bit difficult to get guests all the time. So, also, I've been really concentrating on the comedy thing. I had a room I was booking every Friday, which was time consuming, but we're down to one Friday a month now. So I will have more time to do this. I'll do things like this, the Clint Files, talking about things that interest me, whether it be moto or non-moto related. Today happens to be moto related. And it is the actual toll that being hurt takes on your body and how long it actually takes to recover. Because I think that when you your arm starts hurting or whatever, your leg starts hurting, you think that you're healed, and yet there's tons of stuff going on inside the body. I'm not gonna get that technical. But first, let's talk about the sponsors. The sponsors of the Clint Files are Stroker Industries, maker of the trigger, so you don't spill fuel on your gas tank anymore and on your graphics. They also make a dry chain lube. They make Spit Shine, which is a spray for your bike, a silicone spray for your bike, keep it nice and shiny. I don't clean my bike that much, so I don't use very much Spit Shine, but some of you guys actually keep your bikes clean, so you guys will like that. Also, they have Fog Out, which I could have used the other day while I was riding, and it started raining, and then my goggles got super foggy. Also, Motion Pro. Motion Pro makes some of the sickest tools in the business. We are going to be doing some how-tos on working on your bike. And featuring Motion Pro tools because they sponsor us and they're the best tools. They have the sickest tools, so of course I'm going to use them. Duh. And also Canvas MX, where you can go there and design your own gear. You can put your own logo, you can put your own face on your jersey if that's what you so choose to have. Your face really big on your back or your chest, you can do that. So go and check them out. And so finally, to our point, if you guys are watching, I'm sitting in front of a picture of Coachella because I've been at Not Coachella all week. If you follow my Instagram, it's really fun at Not Coachella, but that's another story. Anyway, back to injuries and mostly Ken Roczen. Okay. People that don't do this type of stuff or raced a little bit when they were younger or rode a little bit like to point the finger and go, oh, people are washed up. This guy's washed up. He sucks, which I think is hilarious when somebody's like, a Chad Reed is inside the top 10 and people are like, he should just retire. Dude, given his name and finishing inside the top 10, I mean, obviously not now, but even top 15, people fight their whole lives to make the top 15. And just because that guy used to win Supercrosses doesn't mean he should just pack it in once he's, in 12th place and still making a heavy paycheck because he's got a big name. It's just silly. So my point is that Kenny Roczen, okay, this year has come back. He's done really good. He showed that he had the speed. He was battling for wins, and then in the last couple of weeks, he's fallen off a little bit. And I heard that it was because he was training too hard and stuff like that, to where he had drug himself down, which I think that is very easy to do given the situation that Kenny's in. Okay, so I unfortunately have firsthand experience with dealing with two injuries back to back, and realizing how hard that actually does drain your body. If people, any of you guys get tattoos, which I'm sure a lot of you have tattoos, they know, you know that they tell you that you can only sit for so long, you can only get so much tattoo done at a time, and they advise you not to get more than one tattoo at a time. Like you can't, you got to wait for the first tattoo to totally heal before you can get another tattoo. And that's just injury on the surface level, like road rash or something like that. But any of those, any injury or anything like that is a huge drain on your body for it to, you're sending a lot of your body's resources into healing this injury. Now, a guy like Kenny has kind of stayed on a stationary bike, or probably mostly stationary bike, screwing his arms up for all this time. So you got to figure this guy gets hurt severely, career-ending injury. Okay, he went through something like 17 surgeries, something like that. I could be wrong on the number, don't quote me, but it's a ridiculous amount of surgeries. And so that's a huge drag on his body. He starts working out, he gets himself back into race shape. He gets himself to the point that he actually starts to believe, which is another thing. If you don't ride all the time, it takes a long time to build up your confidence. It takes a long time to build up your base fitness. And people expect for Kenny or something, any of those guys, that they should have these huge injuries and come back and be like, if they're not winning right off of the bat, a couple of months in, that they're done for, which is a silly thought. So he comes back from that injury. So his body is still probably at that point healing and trying to build his base fitness up to run with those guys. Because you got to remember, at that level, everybody's like a friggin', Olympic athlete level fitness. So he's trying to catch back up. Now he gets himself hurt again, and then he has more surgeries. Having a Injuries draw a bunch of your body's resources. Having a bunch of injuries, surgeries, all that stuff in a row is a huge load on your body, and it can affect testosterone generation. It can affect your immune system, so you get run down way easier. I know that I had a my first injury, or my last two injuries in my career. I think that they compound, they were too close. I think, like, basically what Kenny's going through is kind of what happened to me. I was older, obviously, too. But the first injury, I crashed. I tore my rotator cuff really bad. I ripped my rear deltoid totally off. I broke my femur. I bruised my kidneys. I had a, like, strained muscles in my back from landing on it, and I peed brown for like a month, and I don't remember, probably a week, a day for sure. I was just like a zombie talking to people, but I don't remember any of that. So I did that, and then I actually got Lyme disease like the following year, and then the year after that. So about 2 years, 2.5 years in between injuries, I broke this leg. And then I think that being run down from the past injury is what allowed me to get the infection as bad as I did, yada yada. Point being, when I started to train again after that second injury and the infection, I had to start out by just carrying a 25-pound kettlebell. Couldn't even run, just like walk holding it, just to try and build up some kind of base fitness. And now if I train too hard, I will run myself down so much that I'm exhausted all the time, and I can strain muscles really easily by trying to. In the beginning, when I started to work out, I tried to push like I did before, and it would drain me so bad that like my legs would be bad for a week and I could barely walk. So I say all this to say, I think Kenny's doing an awesome job. I know I heard recently, like the beginning of the year, he was kind of killing it, and then recently he's kind of fallen off a teeny bit. And then I heard that he had started relaxing on his training, which I'm sure a guy like that, and I mean, I was similar. If I'm not working out, then I'm losing fitness and I'm going backwards. And you can, it's very easy to put too much of a load on your body to where you're doing detriment. There's been a saying that I heard for a long time. It's better to undertrain by 10% than to overtrain by 1%. Because if you've overtrained by 1%, you've already used up all your body's storage of vitamins and minerals and stuff like that. So a lot of your energy. So I think that all in all, Kenny is doing pretty good. I think he needs to chill out on training a little bit. You know that he wants to do well, so getting beat the way that he has been probably makes him pissed off, and then he goes home and trains harder, and then it's like actually worse. So I think Kenny needs to chill out. He's letting ego get him ramped up, and he needs to calm down and realize that he's doing amazing for what he's been through, and that he needs to just not be influenced by the people around him as far as like that he's racing with. It's hard for a competitive person to watch to get beat and not try to react to it and not, you know, and not just be like, I need to do more, I need to push harder, which isn't all, sometimes it is, sometimes you're being a pussy and sometimes you're pushing too hard. So hindsight, I think that most of my career, racing, I was overtrained. And I think that happens a ton to these guys because they are putting in a ton of work. But I think that there is a very fine line, and we need to listen. I didn't do it either, I was a meathead. But now, because I have to, I listen to my body more. And if I feel exhausted, I don't work out. I take the day off, and I think that once we realize that our giving our bodies time, you put the work in, and then you give yourself enough time to recover so that you feel good when you go back out. If you go to work out and you feel really tired, you probably shouldn't be working out. And as much as that hurts my heart to say, because I used to like to train almost every day, super hard, you cannot do it. So I think Kenny Roczen is doing just fine. I think that he can, he has the speed, he's shown that he has the speed. He needs to just chill out and ride and get a good enough base going so that he can build off of that and then push his balls off with those guys, you know, a whole moto. And I think he'll be back. So I don't think that I've seen some people with the Tiger Woods greatest comeback and they're like, yeah, right, it's Ken Roczen. No, only because Kenny hasn't won yet. Okay, if Kenny had won, I would say yes, comeback complete. But I guarantee you, if you ask Kenny if this comeback is complete, he's gonna say not by a long shot. So just give these guys some slack. Kenny, everybody comes back from injuries, man. Bogle, all those guys, you're off a bike for months and months and months. It's going to take a lot. There's nothing you can do short of riding a bike to get ready for riding a bike. They use muscles that you almost can't train any other way. So, dude, these guys are amazing athletes. And I think for any of us to think that they're going to take, you know, 4 months old off, 5 months off, and come back and just jump in is a silly statement. And if you're one of those people that think that don't race and you're on these people's social media talking shit to them, you are an idiot. Just putting that out there. They're trying hard, man. Settle down. You made it to the B class. You know, or maybe you made it to local A class, but there's a reason we ain't racing that shit. Right? So, once again, I want to thank my sponsors, Stroker Industries. maker of the trigger, losing it. Fog out, easy stroke, which is the dry chain lube, and spit shine. Also, Motion Pro, maker of basically the baddest tools out there, and brought to you by Canvas MX. You can brand yourself, which is their logo. You can go to canvasmx.com and actually upload your own logos, design your own jerseys, pants to an extent, and rock your own gear. You don't need to promote anybody else. And I believe that is it. Oh, if I bet like five people hear this, and you're probably not in the New Jersey area, but I did facilitate the Pulp MX live show Friday night before the New Jersey, the MetLife Supercross. We have live show at the Loft in Paterson. It's actually a nice part of Paterson. It's right on the river, right across the border from Fairlawn. So yeah, check it out. You can go to clintesposito.com to buy the tickets to that. And like I said, I'll be putting more content out. This is all going in the Two Wheels of Freedom podcast feed. I may change the name. I'm just rambling on you guys right now. It's been 15 minutes of bullshit, me talking about people getting hurt, and I'm sure you gotta go do something. Or maybe you don't. All right, later, people. I will see you, or you'll see me, or you'll just hear me. One of the three.